AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Underway now, a search near the prison in upstate New York where two killers escaped last weekend using power tools. Police have closed two roads, schools have shut down for the day, as hundreds of law enforcement officials fan out looking for David Sweat and Richard Matt. New York Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico.
We don't know that they've left the state or that they've left the area. And, you know, we take it just as serious to search in the area around here as we are in the Willsboro area, in the Vermont area, or anything else. Until we have them in custody, we're not going to discount any of it.
In Bridgeport, Connecticut, gunmen opened fire at a housing complex overnight, killing one man and wounding eight other people. An elderly woman was shot in the back while taking a bath in her apartment. The bullet came through the walls of her apartment. Police are searching for the gunman now. Hundreds more American troops are going to Iraq, and the Pentagon's top general says the new U.S. military base that'll be set up in Anbar Province could be a model for more hubs like it if Iraqi forces can regain momentum against the Islamic State group, he says. Acura is recalling some SUVs because the automatic emergency braking system can malfunction. Our Sandy Kozel with the problem.
In the recalled Acura SUVs, the automatic emergency braking system can become confused and step on the brakes when it detects another vehicle accelerating in front while simultaneously driving along an iron fence or metal guardrail. The problem first surfaced in Japan in late 2013 when an SUV braked for no reason and caused a rear-end collision.
The recall involves late model MDX SUVs and RLX sedans. In sports, the Blackhawks skated past Tampa Bay 2-1 last night to tie the Stanley Cup Finals at two games apiece. This is AP Radio News. A Nobel Prize-winning scientist has resigned his position with a university in Britain after saying having girls working in science labs is disruptive. Our Marta McDowick is in London.
Tim Hunt apologized for his remarks at the World Conference of Science Journalists in South Korea, but had stood by his assertion that mixed-gender labs were disruptive. The university said he had left his position after the comments. University College London says it's the first university in England to admit women students on equal terms to men. The 72-year-old Hunt, a biochemist who jointly won the 2001 Nobel for Physiology or Medicine, said he was just trying to be funny. Marta McDowick, London.
South Korea is reporting another death from the MERS virus, 10 deaths in all, although officials say they believe the disease has peaked. It's mostly been centered in Saudi Arabia and has a death rate of about 40% among reported cases. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.